Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for the best to speed jokes. Which of these jokes do you think was the best this week? Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey, Dave, I got fired from my job at the steel mill.
How come?
They said I smelt bad. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg, although he may not want that one. Here's joke of the week number two. Michelangelo was only 23 years old when he completed his famous Pietà. The fact that he was a turtle makes that 10 times more fascinating. That joke would have been so much funnier 25 years ago. Still kind of works. Here's joke of the week number three. Hey, you want to know how strong your marriage is? Go to Home Depot, pick out a shade of white. Number four, please. Last week, I got diarrhea, eczema, gonorrhea, hemorrhoids.
Wow, you feeling better?
I was playing Scrabble, Dave. Come on, Dave. Joke of the week number five. In fact, Dave, I joined the gym January 1st. So far, I haven't seen any progress. Tomorrow, I'm going to go there in person and see what's really going on here. Thinking about demanding my money back. Here's joke of the week number six. The subtraction sign died over the weekend. Obit said he made a difference. That's a 4-second joke, y'all. That's a speed joke. Here's number seven. I bumped into a cable repairman yesterday, and he asked me what time it was. I said sometime between 8 and 1. Jokes number 8 and 9 are related. Here's number 8. Oh, the boys were having fun pushing the outhouse into the creek. They got caught, and the father of one of them gave him a spanking. Said the boy, George Washington's father did not spank him when he chopped down the cherry tree. Said the father, George Washington's dad wasn't in the cherry tree when he chopped it down. Okay, that's number 8, so here's number 9. That one kind of reminds me of this one. The boy says to his dad, I'm going to be 16 soon, can I get a car? And the father said, you pull your grades up, you go to Sunday school, and you cut your hair, and I'll say yes. 16th birthday rolls around, the boy comes back and says, hey, I'm on the honor roll, and I'm a regular Bible reader now, too. How about that car? The dad said, I told you to cut your hair, too, but you didn't. And the boy said, well, if you read your Bible, you'll note that Jesus had long hair. And the father said, yeah, and if you read your Bible, you'll note Jesus was walking. All right, not bad, not bad. Here's joke of the week number 10. I took my wife to the Caribbean last month.
Jamaica?
No, she wanted to go. And speed jokes are back. Short, dumb, to the point. Who are we kidding here? Here's number 11. Doctor, I'm a kleptomaniac.
Take two of these tablets every day.
What if they don't work?
Well, I'd like a new television.
Doctor, I think I'm a woman that delivers babies.
Don't worry, it's just a midwife crisis.
Doctor, I keep seeing into the future.
Really? When did this start?
Next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Okay, just a couple more here, I promise. Here's number 12. I found marriage to be very educational. For example, I had no idea there was a wrong way to put milk in the fridge. 13. Wife goes with her husband to the doctor's office, says he's constantly complaining, chest pain, shortness of breath, back pains, cramps, dizziness. So the wife says, do you sell earplugs? And finally, joke of the week number 14. I just mashed up some Kellogg's Frosted Flakes into paste, and then I put them between my bathroom tiles. They're grout. I'm mad at myself for missing that one. Dave, I should have said, they're grout. I needed a little more in that one. All right, so those are our speed jokes. Which is the one that we like the best? Bobby, why don't you go first this week? Which one caught your fancy?
I think I might be alone on this one, but I really like Smelt Bad. Number one.
I did too. Oh. You know what? That's two votes for Smelt. Okay. Right out of the gate. Dave Ennett says.
Well, yesterday was George Washington's birthday, I believe, so I'm going with the outhouse in the river.
Not a bad joke. Steve Alexander says.
I'm really sad that the subtraction sign died. He did make a difference. Or she.
That's right. Non-gender specific, those mathematical symbols. Let's go to producer Pete.
Jamaica?
Okay, well, we've spread our votes across the board here, but we'll randomly select from the jokes sent in, and somebody's name will be drawn, and they'll win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.